Ballot Buildup on 95BFM.
It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labour Leader Calvin Davis.
First up today, we aren't joined by Calvin Davis, but instead by Labour's finance spokesperson, Grant Robertson. Kia ora, Grant. How are you going today?
Kia ora. Very well, thank you.
So, this week at BFM, we're focusing on economic policy as our election coverage continues. This morning, you and Stephen Joyce squared off on the morning report on RNZ. How do you think you fared?
I'm not sure it would have made for fantastic radio because there was a fair bit of intensity in the room, but, you know, I felt like I got my points across. I mean, I've been incredibly disappointed, in fact, a lot more than that, really angry about what's happened this week, where Mr. Joyce made some totally unsubstantiated accusations about our fiscal plan. Every reputable economist in New Zealand backed the fact that our fiscal plan added up. He threw that out there hoping to spread a bit of muck around, and then he's just kept on going, even though there's nobody that actually is agreeing with him. So very frustrating because, you know, we put out all of our spending plans and how we were going to pay for them well in advance of election so that people could make their judgments, and it's just, you know, frustrating and really, really disappointing that he's chosen the sort of Donald Trump fake news style approach to dealing with that.
Yeah, absolutely. A guy on Espinner was asking him to just name one person who could support his claims, and was he able to?
No, well, he sort of named Bill English towards the end, but even that was done a bit half-heartedly, so I'd be interested to know if Bill English does actually believe that. You know, look, it is the job of political parties to be able to put out a fully costed plan, you know, those who want to lead a government. We've done that. Actually, Mr. Joyce needs to do a bit more of that. One of the things that came up in the debate today was whether or not he's actually allocated enough funding over the next few years for health and education. We've put out that we're going to do that, cover all the additional cost pressures from population growth and inflation and a bit more, and we haven't actually seen that from him. So, you know, the debate will go on this, but we're very confident about our fiscal plan.
Absolutely. So it seems there's a flaw in Labour's shimmering campaign so far, and that is the tax question. People do seem to feel the unease and dodging of questions regarding the outsourcing of capital gains taxes that aren't on the family home, land taxes and asset taxes as well, to a tax working group. Can you tell me a little bit about Labor's decision to outsource this?
Yeah, well, this is one of the things about being in opposition for 9 years, is we just don't have access to the, you know, the 400 odd officials who work at Treasury or the many hundred who work at Inland Revenue as the government does. And so when you're making big, substantial decisions about the structure of our tax system, you need the best advice possible. It was actually in May 2015 that I announced that we were going to form a working group when we got into government. The important thing for people to know is what the mandate of that group is. And the mandate of that group, as Jacinda has said many times, is we want to protect the family home. We want people to have that asset as something that they know is theirs and that, you know, they won't be taxed on it. But beyond that, we want to work out how we can make our tax system fairer. And the easiest way of describing this at the moment is that if, you know, you and I go to work each day and we pay tax on every dollar that we earn in our income, but if someone flips their second or third rental property, you know, after they've owned it for a few years, they don't pay any tax at all on the profit of that. We don't think that's fair, and we're asking this working group, is the, you know, the law and the policy that we have at the moment enough to try and, you know, end that kind of speculation, or is there something more that we can do? The National Government had a tax working group when they came in 2008, but they took a different approach to us. They said that, John Key said before that election, no, we're not going to raise GST, definitely not going to do that. And then when the working group recommended that, they just went ahead and did it. So we're trying to take a different approach, be a bit more upfront with people and say, look, this is the direction that we're heading in. We want to get the best advice on it.
So Andrew Little did pledge to make sure that anything that this working group recommended was made public knowledge before the election. Jacinda Ardern has backtracked on this decision. Why is this?
Not quite. What Andrew said was that he would take any recommendations from the working group that Labor accepted and take them to the 2020 election. What Jacinda has said is that she wants to reserve the right to act more quickly than that, because we do have a housing crisis. You know, we've got the lowest home ownership rate in New Zealand in more than 60 years, spiralling house prices in Auckland and actually now around the rest of the country, you know, increasing levels of homelessness and so on. We actually have to do something to address that crisis, not just sit there and hope that it'll go away. So what Jacinda is saying is she's reserving the right, once we get the recommendations from that working group, to be able to implement them. It'll all be public, so it certainly won't be a secret, but that's the position she's taking.
But coming into this election, do you think that these Labor voters would be taking a little bit of a shot in the dark here, voting for policy that they don't know?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because we are setting out the direction of travel that we're going in. So while National's been in office, they've introduced something called the Bright Line Test, which means that if you do flick a property that isn't your family home within 2 years, you pay tax on that. Now, when that policy was introduced, the Treasury advised the government to make that 5 years, so that if you flicked a property that wasn't your family home within 5 years, you'd pay tax on the profit. We've adopted that policy, and now we're saying to the working group, is there more that we can do to get a better balance in the tax system? So I think people can see the direction of travel that we're going in. As I say, other governments have done this before, that they set up the working group, and we're being as transparent as we possibly can about what we're asking that group to do.
Okay, so as the election gets closer, the capital gains tax question will not go away. Are you willing to rule out capital gains tax on family land, boats or batches?
So what we've said is that anything to do with the family home is ruled out. So that includes the land that's in it, under it and around it. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, you know, we've got to give the working group the ability to be able to look at all of the issues that they need to come up with a better, balanced and fairer tax system. That's the nature of what we're doing here, and you know, and people will make their judgment, I guess, upon that.
So in these debates so far, when questioned about this, Labor do seem to be faltering a little bit. Is not ruling out these taxes exposing a vulnerability for opponents in these debates?
No, I think it's us being honest. I mean, and I think this is, you know, a mark of Jacinda's leadership, is that she's up front, she's honest, she's saying to New Zealanders, look, we've got a problem here. We've got a tax system that's not fair. We've got a housing crisis that's spiralling out of control. I want to be in a position to do something about that. I'm getting the experts in. I'm going to listen to their advice. We'll then come up with our view, and we're going to go with it. And, you know, that's a mark of her honesty. I know it's a bit different, certainly different than what National did, where they were completely dishonest about what they were going to do in terms of tax policy. But that's the kind of politician Jacinda is. She wants to get on with solving these big issues.
Okay, moving on. In a forum this week, you confirmed the Labor Party are going to commit to a restructure of working income to make the system less punitive and more flexible. Would you be able to summarise for me just a little bit how about Labor are going to be going about this?
Yeah, look, I mean, as an electorate MP, I have a lot to do with working income and with the people who use those services. And it really is just not... I don't think it's actually working for anybody at the moment. There's so much frustration about, you know, people having to work so hard to get benefits that they do have an entitlement to, that they, you know, that they find themselves just in, you know, having to justify themselves over and over again. So what we want is a culture change that focuses on really the two parts of work and income. The bit where we are securing people's income and making sure that they get what they need. And then the other part, which is actually about how do we really work with these people to get them into work, to get training, to get them the levels of work that they want. And so we are looking at a culture change. It's actually about starting from the basis of saying, everybody, you know, who is entitled to something should get it, and that we're focused as much as we possibly can on getting people into work and into training.
So is there any budget for this at this point?
Well, at this stage, it's actually more of a culture change, to be honest. I mean, it's actually more about what we do in terms of the staff there and how they go about their work. And I don't want to criticise the frontline staff themselves. I mean, as I say, my office and I have worked with them for many years. It's actually about the policy that lies behind that.
And so how do you change really something like that?
Well, that's because it comes from the top. It comes from the minister, and then the minister directing down through the Ministry of Social Development to those work and income staff, you know, to enable them to actually do their jobs well. I mean, a policy that links really closely to this is the 3 years free education and training policy, because while that's for school leavers, it's actually also for people who haven't ever undertaken post-school training and education. And so we really want to open up the opportunities for different types of training courses for people. You know, we've had real blowouts in the number of long-term unemployed, and we do need to do more about that. You know, the number of unemployed for over 6 months has gone from 10,000 in 2008 to 45,000 today. There's got to be a much greater focus on making sure that we're working with all of those people to get them the best opportunities possible.
So this announcement does go directly against National's recently announced $72 million program, which targets beneficiaries, including tougher stances on sanctions. The National policy is very specific in its goals to get youth into work. Is this Labor policy of the culture change, is that enough? Is that specific enough?
Well, no, we've got, I mean, that's not a direct response to that. In fact, I'd argue that National's policy was a direct response to our earlier policy called Ready to Work, which was actually about focusing on those long-term unemployed. And we've costed that out, and that policy is in our fiscal plan, which is actually about supporting people who've been on benefits for longer than 6 months into a training program, perhaps with DOC or with an NGO, to give them some work skills. So no, we've got a very specific program that's in the same place as Nationals. I guess the difference there is that we've actually got planned for job creation, for actually developing the jobs, whereas Nationals just coming at it from the punitive.
All right, absolutely. Okay, thank you very much, Grant.
Cheers, thank you.
You have a lovely day.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labor Party. The Wire.